Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up if you have a minute? Turn your radio dial to the Texas Ticket.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. This is Armando and I'm with Monica Brofosky. Monica of Montgomery.
One Property Group.
That's right. Monica Montgomery, One Property Group. Proper intros where they're due. Monica, thank you for coming and helping me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Man, what a pleasure. I'm, of course, Montgomery is my hometown. I love it out there. And every time I go there, I see you out and about showing people stuff, telling people about stuff, and so many things. How are things going on in Montgomery?
Man, it's growing. I mean, it's that small historic town, but right now there's so much growth going on. The infrastructure that's happening over there is amazing. So many people relocating to Montgomery, and we're just seeing nothing but growth. I mean, we have new HEB coming on, Academy. Yeah. I mean, I don't even have to go to Conroe anymore for those kind of things. I'm loving it. So definitely growth.
You know, I like to get around a bit, you know, and but I'm looking forward to an Academy because it might be the only place that offers men's clothing. You know, wait, Six Shooter has a dude's den.
Yes, it does. Six Shooter.
Yeah,
that's like the high end stuff over there. But yeah, they have some cool stuff.
Only stuff.
Yeah.
Men don't have options for clothing. I think there's like six women's clothing stores, but. Like one corner, they actually call it the dude's den. It's like a closet for men's clothing.
Well, I will say that Academy and that store's like apples and oranges. I mean, they sell totally different styles of clothing. But
if women go around judging men by their, you know, how they wear and how they dress all the time, well, remember that, ladies, that there is not very many places for men to buy clothes. You know, I mean, so what options do the fellas have, you know, other than like Men's Warehouse, I can go buy a suit.
They don't have many options. Mm-hmm. Not living in Montgomery, mm-hmm. But they will here soon once Academy gets there.
I hope so. And I love Academy's offerings. You know, they do a lot of the, you know, the normal sports brands and the daily wear and things like that, which right. We've got a lot of the formal stuff. I mean, there are some of those.
Sure.
You know, to speak to that. But, you know, and yeah, there's been a lot of growth, and but I've seen it mostly residential The hopeful future is the HEB and, of course, the Academy that's coming. But lots of new communities breaking ground.
Tons of new communities in all different price points. Some from the lower 200s, of course, over a million, but tons of communities.
But, you know, I was telling you earlier about how much, you know, I know a lot of realtors from just Spring or even South Woodlands that just won't come up here to show a house.
Right.
What's up
right.
with that?
Well, I mean, it just really depends. We really are taught to be focused on our market area, right? Yeah. So even though Spring is 45 minutes, 50 minutes away, it's still out of the scope of what we would consider market area. So Montgomery is a place where if someone's looking to either rent or buy in Montgomery itself, you really need to work with a local expert like myself.
Monica Montgomery. Yeah. You know, and you can take a tire kicker out.
Yeah.
Or,
we refer out all the time to different agents in other micro areas.
But I mean, if you're in Montgomery, it seems so convenient to just take someone to see something.
For sure. No, that's our.
It just makes sense. Logistically, it makes sense.
It does.
To call Monica if you're looking for property in the Montgomery, Texas area.
Sure, because we're a small city, but I mean, Spring is almost an hour away from really downtown Montgomery, so that's a truck.
And that's One Property Group, Montgomery, Texas. You can reach Monica at 936-777-8663. And
yes.
Monica, thank you for coming out and volunteering to help us out today. On the show today, we have from Los Angeles, California, we have Jeff Garcia. Now, Jeff Garcia was he's been on HBO Latino. He's been on Laughs, Bite Size TV, Stand Up and Deliver. And he is on the co-host on the Jeff Garcia. I think that's his brother, but I'll ask him when he gets
here. Okay, well, let's ask him.
For 4 years, they were one of the number one podcasts, successful Latino comedy podcasts.
Cannot wait to hear about it.
So I heard he's a funny guy. He starts to be a great friend. Yeah. We also have here in the studio with us now, we've got Joe Crosby, owner of and CEO of 936-600 Dump. We'd like to welcome to the studio and get this show started. Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Joe.
Welcome, Joe. Welcome. And Valerie. Valerie, welcome as well.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are here. Welcome to the studio. Appreciate you coming to the show today. I really do. I don't know what 936-600 Dump. I see on your shirt it says Construction Dump Rentals.
Yes, yeah. Construction Dump.
But you do a lot more than that. What tell me about the company, and then we'll talk about why you're here today.
So 936-600 Dump is a little bit more than construction dumpsters, but primarily dumpsters, demolition, and land clearing in the Montgomery County area. We really don't go too far from home. We're from Montgomery County, so we just service this area. I'm not going out of my way, but we do have the best prices, though, and that's how we can keep those prices
down. I heard that. Somebody said instead of bringing out the brush hog, you're bringing like a truck full of goats.
No, not even. No, we've got all the proper
equipment. That could be more fuel efficient.
I guess, but then
maybe
you got to move goats around. I don't know. I don't do that. I'm from Montgomery County, but no, I don't have any goats.
Okay. So. They'll clear everything they run across. Boy, they're the best brush hog in the county now. Woo, boy. As long as it's 3 feet or lower.
We've got a lot of heavy equipment and things like that. We've got a lot of dumpsters, and people get mad because they're like, how do you keep your prices so low? Well, efficiency. We don't go far from home. We are right here in Montgomery County. You can't get me to go to Houston. If you paid me extra, I'm not going to go. I'll just tell you no.
Okay.
I'm from here, and I'm going to stay here. And
otherwise, you have to change your name. You'd be like 713-600.
I mean, I've had other companies try and copy us too. I don't want to say their full numbers, but they've gotten real close to ours.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know. I called him up. I was like, I see your sign. I see what you're doing. It's okay. I see you copying
me. I like
some
competition.
I'm flattered. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a mockery is the best form of praise.
Yeah. Some people are getting mad because our prices are so low. We've got the 15-yard dumpster for $300 and a 20-yard dumpster for $400. And that's with delivery, taxes, fees, disposal, and
holy cow. Joe, that's not why we called you here today. I mean, I love that. And I've already been told this, and they can't figure it out why your prices are the way they are. But you're supporting something close to my heart, close to a lot of people's, with the youth baseball. Mm. And it's on the east side of 105 a little bit, and in the cut and shoot Porter in regards Grangeland. To the baseball program.
Yeah, Grangeland and Caney Creek is actually still a part of Conroe ISD.
Right.
So it's kind of like the East County.
So what's going on with that?
Oh, so we're sponsors of a few organizations, but this one that we want to talk about today is the Creek Classic.
That's it. That's the one.
It's
our
huge,
radar.
Caney Creek's kind of known for throwing huge baseball, softball tournaments. And so what they got going on right now, they call it the annual Creek Classic. It's February 19th, 20th, and 21st. And so there's a lot of high schools involved from all over the county. They're going to come out. You got Caney Creek.
That's happening now, though, right?
Yesterday, and then tomorrow we'll finish it up. And I'll talk to you about the epitome of it tonight, what's going to happen. So we got Caney Creek, Decaney, Splendora, Cold Springs, Huntsville, Nimitz, Sam Rayburn, Davis, the Heights, and TWCA, which is the Woodlands Christian Academy, I believe. Everybody's coming out. This is a huge thing. Everybody just loves this thing. And there's going to be game after game. So it's going
to
be a lot.
So they're back-to-back games being played.
Pretty much. I got the schedule pulled up here.
Do you know where they're playing at?
Most of them will be at Caney Creek. And then a handful of games will be over at Decaney.
Okay.
So most of them will be at Caney Creek. They host this and other events. They've got some more coming up too.
Do you have a website link for that?
You can check it.
We'll put
our
that down below as well. But
we'll put up all the links.
Just say it
that
out. Do you know what it is? Is it just some big weird?
I don't want to say the wrong thing. It's something you can just look up Caney Creek. high school baseball, and you'll find it.
You play ball? Like, you play baseball?
I did in college, actually.
Did you?
That's why I like supporting this organization. Whenever I came across
them. That's awesome.
What position do you play?
Outfielder and fourth hitter.
Oh, right.
So I was left field and then cleanup crew on. They look bases and I'm bringing them in.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a short guy. I don't like to say it, but yeah, I'm kind of a short guy. So my strike zone's kind of small. So it was kind of hard.
I didn't think that when I met you.
Because you're shorter than me short for some guy. Reason.
Husband's wearing flat.
You feel tall when you're hanging out with him.
Yeah. I was barefooted when I met him.
He makes me feel good about myself. Right?
Exactly.
El Nino.
Barefooted when I met him.
But also tonight is the Friday the 20th, 6:30 p.m.
That's nice.
So you really want to get there a little bit early, like 6 is what we put the event on our Facebook page.
Okay.
That we help sponsor and host the event. So you want to get there more like 6, but they have a whole lot of things going on tonight. It's a senior night as well. So they're going to be like bringing out all the seniors that are doing various things, just congratulating them because, you know, these kids are trying actually hard to do this. And a lot of other things. They have silent auctions, food, other games, and they're playing Nimitz tonight.
Mm.
So it's really nice of Nimitz to come all the way out to take that L. I mean, that's really nice of them to do that.
What a trip. And I don't think that's the first time they've made that trip for that.
No. They compete all the time. Mm-hmm. And especially on these, they're good people down there. So
that's fantastic. Valerie, did you play some ladies softball growing up?
I did, actually. I played really? When I was really? I started
tell,
when
tell
I was
Monica
about
your girls softball team.
I know nothing about softball, but tell me.
I'm sorry. No, you don't know anything about softball? Okay. I thought I was going to get in trouble that she was a competitor at one point.
No, not at all.
No, it was, I think it was like YMCA. It was many years ago, but I think I started when I was probably 6 or 7, and I stuck with it until I was about 15 or 16. And we had a really good team. And when I started high school, my attention was on something different, and so that changed the course. Boys. And so I had no. It was actually banned.
Hey,
starts with
a
B now.
I was in band too. Yeah.
So that's what I couldn't do. There were too many activities at that point. So football games were a lot more fun than going out and playing on an all-girls softball team.
Sure.
Depends who you are. It's right. all about perspective.
Perspective, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. What I gathered is she liked the football team. I went, she liked the softball team. Is what I
whatever.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. No, okay. No, I know. There's nothing wrong with that. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I went to Sam and they had an amazing ladies softball team. Go Cats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had an amazing ladies softball team. Did I say amazing twice?
I did.
They are amazing.
My bad. Yeah.
Double amazing.
But they're amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I got my chance to get into some ladies softball. Yeah. Anyway.
They let you on the team?
Yeah. This is so...
Not officially.
Oh. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Huntsville's actually coming out tonight. Huntsville High School is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At the tournament.
The Huntsville High School is going to be there.
Yeah, Huntsville High School is part
of
it.
Go Walker County.
I know.
I love that.
And come out.
Yeah. And Joe, I mean, it's been such a pleasure to meet you. I see your posts all over socials.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Great job, you guys, getting it out there. And that's what drew my attention to you. I was like, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. He's not from around here.
I sure am.
You know, and you are. You are. Mm-hmm. We went to college together decades ago.
Mm-hmm. Probably decades apart, but I like it.
Wow.
He has to be returning again.
Yes. I love that,
not coming back.
Let's go back to ladies softball.
I am
in-depth discussions. Yeah, there was some definitely, you know, fact-finding going on in my collegiate years.
East County, so I grew up here. My sister's got a body shop down the street. We're from here.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
You're hyper-local.
Yeah,
love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the boxing group out there? Man, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know Alfonso Lopez he graduated redshirt freshman, first round draft pick.
Ian
out
Buchanan?
Porter. Cut and shoot. Sorry. Icon, a heavyweight champion of the world.
There's a couple Golden Gloves.
Roy?
Bruce? I'm not sure.
Oh,
I know that we got 10th Planet out there. They're doing like
a gym, and I know that some of the fighters I know that have got trained out there, and they also fought at Sigma Chi Fight Night out at Mersky's.
I went to high school with Matt Gray, the commissioner out there, and he was a Golden Glove fighter back in high school too.
Was he really?
Yep, and football star and everything. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Cool dude. Now he's commissioner.
Sit down for a history lesson. This guy's got so much history on Montgomery County.
Man, I was I'm from here. I think I was chatting with Matt Gray just not too long ago, about two weeks ago, over at the Walker Bruce Brothers Airport, right? Bruce Brothers, isn't that the only airport in Huntsville?
I don't know the Huntsville airport.
It's the only airport. It's like right next to the prison there. Anyway, they're adding life flight.
Which one? Yeah, the whole town.
The only one. Yeah, right. It's Bruce Brothers Airport. And but it's the only airport, right? So not to confuse it with the name, but they're putting a new life flight out there with 24/7 life flight operators, like a fire station, but for life flight.
Yeah.
Around the clock. They're housing them there. They live there. They stay there.
Like a fire station. They got to spend the night there, whoever's on duty.
It's crazy.
First response.
First responders, for sure.
200-plus-mile radius for rescues to take them to whatever place they want. And that was moving from the Woodlands to the Bruce Brothers Airport in Walker County.
Well, that's good.
So, and it comes to mind when you mentioned his name. I know he was out there and several others. What a cool day. But nevertheless, a lot going on in Huntsville. It's good to see the Huntsville High School coming out to New Caney. What do you think their chances are? What do you think their chances are? I mean, how does it look? Is there like a running leader? Is somebody
poised
to win?
I don't know if it's because I'm a local. I like the Panthers, you know? Okay. So,
sure.
I mean,
you're a little biased there.
I'm a little biased.
A lot biased. Okay.
They better not win. I know that. Huntsville better not win.
Over in Huntsville. You know, you get a lot of different reasons to take residence in
Huntsville. I don't want the smoke, buddy.
There's a lot of working out going on.
Yeah.
They might be a little stronger than the average. No.
And my kids will be going to school there. So, you know, and is pretty much the mindset of those that moved to Huntsville. You know, this is where our kids are going to go to school, you know. So,
yeah.
Did you know Huntsville used to be Sam Houston Independent Teachers University? Was the original name of the.
No, I didn't know that. I just thought it was all criminal law.
They changed it because it looks so bad on the t-shirts. It used to be shit you. You know,
That would be terrible. Teachers
University. Yeah. So they had to change that. And so we just went with Sam Houston State University.
That's much better. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, yeah. Other than the t-shirt damage, it was fun. It was a true representation. Independent Teachers University. I get it. It's working great. But, you know, gotta roll out with that. This is not going to work. That's just good marketing, I think. You know?
Yeah.
That's just good marketing.
He does a little marketing, right?
I do a little bit.
936-600 dump. How do you get away from that? That's so easy to remember.
I named the company the phone number.
And
then the
smart.
Website's also
936-600. You get a website that didn't match the phone number.
Yeah. Of course. It's easy. That way it's easy to remember.
He's got the dashes in it.
That's branding.
Not on the website. It's just 936-600-DUMP.com. Phone number's 936-600-DUMP. Which is also 3867 for people who don't know that, because I guess that's an older people thing.
Yep.
You know, we used to have the phones where you would, if you wanted, you would see it on the commercials and then you'd be like, okay, so I got to enter that number.
You'd put the numbers like beside the name in parentheses.
Yeah. I'd explain to my nephew how we used to text back in the day. No, you'd have to hit that number like several times.
To get to the H
or the I or the whatever.
I want my BlackBerry back. That's what
I want. Oh, no.
You can have the rest. I want my BlackBerry. No. I need that little sucker. Did you know or see right across from where Cozy Grape is, across from Cobra Kai?
Crawfish Kai.
That's the name of the place?
Cobra Kai is actually a movie.
I was
going
to say.
Crawfish Kai is actually the name of the restaurant.
I think
you
did that on purpose.
It's probably taken from, you know. Some
Karate Kid or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do the crawfish Kai.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like what it is.
And it's their season. I hope for the best for those guys. And so right next door in front of them when it was the wing place before they went there, there was like a payphone there.
There was. It was Red actually took a picture and did a video like a few years ago in the booth.
Payphone.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was really
cool.
It's
like a photo booth / phone booth.
Functional?
No.
It's just for nostalgic purposes.
Nostalgic. That
if
was
it was
it.
Functional,
and
now
it'd
be like an iPhone on a charger.
Right.
It
was a charging port. That would have been smart. They did not. They removed it.
That would have been great. I've seen a lot of local businesses putting actual working brand new payphones in front of their business so people don't come in and ask for the phone.
Haven't seen that.
Yeah. Walmart's been doing it. A lot of local stores have been doing it.
Okay.
And they're bringing them back.
I like what you thought about. Like maybe a coin-operated charging cable.
But I mean, they can't take a penny, that. Right? Genius. Because pennies are going away.
Seriously. So there goes that. We all need that, especially in like,
but that's
spots
too much
where
money.
They're going to
be like 50
just,
cents
you know,
now.
Touristy spots.
Yeah.
But if you came in and asked to go to a public restroom and they had one positioned outside the place so you could go use that one, well, I could just mm-hmm. tell you and still be courteous to the effect that we're all human and tell you, hey, there's one right over there.
Right.
If you're a patron, you can use the one inside. Can I use your phone? Well, we're in an emergency situation. Well, you could define that in a lot of different ways.
Exactly.
Right. Well, your emergency situation is mm-hmm. you're looking for John Doe to help you out with your stuff. Yeah. You know, well, that's not an emergency.
It
but
is for him.
But then, we have to, then we have to dissect this. We're going to dissect that situation. So instead of going through all this leveling of an emergency as an employee policy, I can direct them to the payphone we had built and installed out front for your public use.
Shoot, just make it free at
what
that
a convenience.
Point. I mean, it could just be a landline.
I'm propositioning for the comeback. You know what I mean? It's got reason. It's got purpose. Yeah. It definitely, you know, I was in Galveston and I was at the Bay Place and I was like, can I use your restroom? And he's like, you know, buy anything?
Mm.
I said, excuse me? I was like completely offended.
No.
And he goes, no, man, I'll get zombies. If I zombies? What are zombies?
For
he
real?
Goes,
no.
The ones that just wander about with nothing to do all day long and they come in to pee every 5 minutes.
I just got back from Colorado during the holiday break going to see some snow and everything. Every bathroom there is locked. You cannot use a public bathroom because we're very fortunate here. We still got that Southern hospitality.
Yep.
Yeah. You need to bad enough, they'll be like, all right, come on.
Right.
But more so, we feel obligated to accommodating them. I don't want you not to have a phone.
Yeah.
I've considered this in great detail, so I'm going to put one outside. They got to go to the bathroom. Oh, Lord.
Right.
Let's build one. You know,
let's build you a bathroom right
outside,
now,
you know, yeah. Well, so this has been a thing.
No, it is. I went to France over the holiday for, you know, at a 20-year anniversary, and every place to public restrooms are $2 minimum just to go to the restroom.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So, at least they let you, but you had to pay to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
Which it's just we're so blessed, or we should, I mean, I'm very blessed to live where we live.
God bless Texas.
I like our hospitality. I like our hospitality on our sleeve.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about the debt of obligation, meaning if, you know, you invited me to your home and Joe made dinner, well, I would in the olden days go out and help you chop some wood. You know, for the evening's fire.
Mm-mm,
you know.
I'm going to have you running an excavator.
Well, whatever the case, whatever the case may be. And you know, it echoes into today. I was at Johnny B. Dalton's not too long ago, and I asked this young lady.
Oh, gosh, do you know Johnny B. Dalton's? That's trouble there.
It's the best food. It's the best food fun you can have with your boots on.
For sure.
You know, in Conroe. But now, I was over there, and I asked this lady who's drinking a beer, and I won't name the Duke of the beer. And then I asked her if she'd like another beer, and she said, kind of would, but I'd rather you not buy it because then I'd owe you some conversation, possibly a
obligation.
Dance. Possibly a dance. You're going to want to talk for a bit.
Hmm.
Because I'm waiting on a friend, and
I would rather not.
Well, and part of me respected that. The other part was like slightly
was
offended.
Yeah.
No, don't be offended.
But at least I didn't waste buying her a beer to a lady who didn't want me to buy her a beer, you know. And she
didn't
want to
play softball.
Well, she wasn't single. She wasn't single, you know. She wasn't married either, so, you know, with no ring on the finger.
Good,
but
though.
Still, she was awaiting a friend, which I can respect. I get that. Don't play games with me, you know. Yeah. And I enjoyed that, and I thought that was very, very interesting. But that was very Texan, you know. And when I see it, this kind of thing, I respect that, you know.
You should.
So, you know, when someone gives you something, you have this debt of obligation to them, and I think that mindset is very Texan. Like, you know, if I take on a new client, well, I have this debt of obligation, no matter what size the client is. You know, I want this client to know that he was working with me.
He needs me. I'm going to be there for him.
And it separates you from the entire rest of the herd.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, well, there's 100 other companies that do what that guy does, and none of them pay me a damn dollar.
Not quite. I mean, sometimes they
experience.
Don't look good
enough. Well, I didn't mean you specifically. Yeah, I just meant generally speaking. Yeah. I mean, well, none of those guys have paid me a dollar. So, well, why don't you focus on the ones that do? And that goes to the Joe Schizowski, ex-mayor of Conroe, was telling me the one time that 33% of the people are going to love you, Armando. Mm-hmm. 33% of the people are going to hate you. 33% of the people don't know you exist or anything that you have to say.
Or don't care.
Yeah. Focus on the 33% that love you. Yeah. And others will follow. You know, they'll see that. They'll see that love, that bond you make with the following you have, you know. And so I can really understand that. Yeah. And I think that if you take a debt, you take an obligation, fulfill it, you know. Yeah. And I think that's
bigger,
good business.
Big or small.
Yep.
And I like the way your company's been doing business. You got a 5.0 record on every platform we could find, and you're doing good things out there.
People are loving us, and then some people are hating us. Mostly the competition. I'll have those haters jump in the comments.
You're always going to have that.
And they're like, oh, you're doing it so cheap. This isn't real, blah, blah, blah. It's totally real.
You have to still stay focused. I mean,
Efficiency and volume.
And I'm glad you came so they can see that you're real. I see that there's a human being sitting in front of me. This isn't AI. I'm really here. Yep. You know, I don't know how goofy we got to get to Mary. We got to say Conroe or that we're really sitting here, you know. Well, yeah. We're here. We're real people.
We're live.
This is a real thing, you know. And you know, I think the era of complete trust is fading away. You know, and
can't trust anybody on the word. Now you got to have contracts on everything.
Well, so what I see, like television. I mean, Dan Rather, a graduate of Sam Houston State University.
We don't know if it's real or not.
Dan Rather was a graduate of Sam Houston State, and you know, one of the reasons he became famous was that he was the last man standing in Hurricane Alicia. So he made world news. So it was so devastating, and he was just still there beyond the retreat of every other human looking for safety. Because it was that bad. Right. I mean,
I'm like that too. In the mornings, I'm the first boots on the ground, last boots off.
But I don't think
leave anybody there on site.
I don't think anybody expected what Alicia was bringing. And so, you know, I'm resilient because it's my hometown, you know, but I think all of that integrity, hometown, resilience, truth, real, Sam Houston State graduate, it brings somebody of caliber who we can count on it and we can respect what he says, that this guy's a real person. And I think that age is fading. And I really like that we can come into this studio and meet with you, Joe, and y'all can spend your time to bring it to us, to bring that old reality back to the table that I think is just as foundational as everything that we could truly, you know, take in. We could find real truths in. And I think
we need that doubt nowadays.
Oh, more than ever. And it seems like it's a regression, but you know, we regress to these old ways, but
I'll take a few steps back.
They work. I mean, they work. They're the real deal.
I don't like some of the new stuff coming in.
Joe Dirt.
Some of the new stuff coming in is nice.
Joe Dump.
Right.
People say me like that in their phone.
Stop it.
Joe Dump.
Joe Dirt.
Dumpster Joe Dump. It's like a play on that. That's not the official title, but they do it.
That's an AKA later. Yeah.
Joe, thank you for coming. Valerie, thank you for coming on the show
today. Thank you for having us. Very great. Y'all been great.
Thanks.
Guys, we'll be back on with Jeff Garcia right after this. Thank you, Joe. We'll be back.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, well, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show with Armando and Monica Bofosky, the Lady of Montgomery.
Yes, Monica, glad Montgomery. To be here.
Monica Montgomery.
Monica Montgomery.
That's right. And right here in Conroe, right here in the studio, on a Zoom call in the studio here at high atop of the Conroe Tower, we've got comedian Jerry Garcia with us.
Welcome.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Man. How are you?
Conroe, Texas.
Yes. Nothing better than Texas.
I'm excited. You're
me
gonna
too,
be
man.
We got you here all weekend, you know. So you'll be here tonight, Friday night, and Saturday. And are you playing on Sunday?
No, not on Sunday. I'm back home Sunday night.
Okay.
I'm excited to be back to Texas. Anytime I'm in Texas, man, it's always a blast. People are so welcoming. Everyone's so dope, man. So it's always a fun crowd. First time at the Riot Comedy Club, which you guys check me out Friday, Saturday, be here. And come check it out for some good laughs, baby. The tour starts off now. That's Not Me comedy tour with Jerry Garcia, and it's on, baby.
And your second floor of Guadalajara's is where the Riot Comedy Club is, and it's right here on the square, downtown Conroe, Texas. Yep. And they've been bringing in some amazing labels. How long have you been working with the Riot Group?
My first time ever. So excited. I'm usually doing a lot of the improvs out there in Dallas and Houston area. So now I get to do the Riot, first time ever, dude. So I'm excited. I hear they're bringing some bigger acts. So,
man,
just, you know,
You're ready.
Isabel Hagen is coming in April, and she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Yep. And we had that. I feel so bad. I can't remember the gentleman's name. The older guy, that his opening joke is usually, I just finished paying off my college loan. You know,
The oldest guy ever. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's hilarious. You know,
killing it right now on social media, killing it,
killing it. And he was here
60 years, but
it's on point though. He's so funny, you know. And he was he was here.
You're never too old.
2 weeks ago, he was here.
Never too old. And he was in L.A. That's where I'm from, in Los Angeles. And he was out here in L.A. And he was starting out. He starts his shows off at 5 p.m.
Oh wow!
Yes, early shows.
Yeah, it's a little early.
That's late for me, but okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's starting to get late for me too. But that's early for comedy, man. Yeah, usually comedy 7:30, 9:30 shows.
And he does a 30-minute program.
Yeah, pretty much.
Quit it. We're gonna all get in trouble. So you know, Jerry Garcia, Jeff Garcia. I mean, is your brother Jeff? Or are you Jeff? Is it your alter ego? I get both these names when I look you up. When I'm looking for Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, right. I get the Grateful Dead a lot, and that's Jerry Garcia is my given name, dude. My dad was my dad's boss was a big Deadhead, Yeah, my dad, would you do him a favor and name him Jerry? And my dad was looking for a raise, and he's like, sure, man, let's do it.
That's what you did back in the days, right?
The rest is history, baby.
Funnier by the minute. So you're going to be here all weekend. You're going to be doing the evening show. You know, they serve food, drinks. Place got great food, good prices. It's a great quality.
It's a great place.
Yeah, and an efficient show. I think the tickets are like less than $30 or right at $30.
Yeah.
You know, to get some world class talent, some I don't know, national talent. You know, when I see you on tour with the Comedy Kings, I think, man, what an honor. You know, what a place to be running with the Comedy Kings. How much pressure was in that little get together?
Oh, that was an amazing experience, man. Just, you know, honestly, a true honor to be a part of it with Paul Rodriguez, with Joy Medina's, Alex Raimundo. I've also been touring with Gabriel Iglesias.
He's hilarious!
Wow.
So, yeah. It's been a hot, nice little run here for me, man. And these guys are really helping me out and getting me exposure out there, different parts of the country. And now, you know, I'm also tour myself as well. But just being with them and just learning from the best, from some legends, it's always, you know,
it's so great flattering. Mentorship.
So I walked into Guadalajara's, and the first thing I said is, wow, what a beautiful place. And, you know, and it was like, you know, I always think about a comedian and I think about impersonations, you know, like, you know, I said, wow, what a beautiful place, you know.
So big.
So pretty.
You know, and do you do any impersonations? Who's your go-to?
I don't, man. I can't sing, and I don't do impersonations. Man.
Oh, come on. I know you have it in you.
I stick to the jokes, baby. Le
gusta bailando?
Maybe Conroe will bring out something different in him. Let's see.
Please. Yeah, maybe. Maybe get a little southern twang.
There we go. Man. We can teach you that. Y'all over here.
For that.
I go on that hole.
I can't do any impressions, man. I'm the worst at it. I really am. I rely on my joke writing. I mess with the crowd a little bit, of course. We get a little interaction.
Yeah.
Always welcome. But I stick to what I know best and just make fun of everyday life.
Yeah,
I'm a single father of three boys, three beautiful boys, and that is enough to talk about and carry on with my whole little
tons of conversations on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, love it.
So, you know, coming up this season, I guess, as far as comedy goes, what are some topics that are you know, you like to touch on for this day and time?
Honestly, everyday life. To be like I mentioned, I'm raising teenage boys right now, mm-hmm. and that's been the most difficult experience right now. Always angry, boys are always mad. Mm-hmm. Boys always, they wake up with their resting, you know, girl face. And I just have to navigate around that, you know, just watch my business, make sure they're well fed and groomed because they hate to shower. And these guys are dirty and filthy. And I just got to be on top of them. And I mean, you get to hear my vent. I vent more than anything on stage. And you're going to ride with me on this journey of how to raise today's youth with their TikToks and their phones and all that stuff.
Gosh.
You know, I'm 45 years old, man. I'm hurting all the time, and these guys don't help.
You get them to do some, you know, household chores and stuff. I mean, they're helping you out, like chopping the wood, mowing the grass, you know, getting in next year's deer.
No, they just turn on and off the routers, the Wi-Fi routers, as often as they can. That's all they can.
Man, I unplug that sucker to get rule over my house. You know, I just pull the plug on the router, and man, you're beck and call at that point. You know, they'll do whatever you want to get that thing plugged back in.
And then they eat everything all the time. And now they want bacon and cheese and
all the gross shit. Yeah.
Everything. And I'm just like, bro, I'm just still trying to keep up with you guys. What happened to the Happy Meals, man? What happened to the good single old little simple plain burger? And
shit, Happy Meals are not even cheap anymore, man. It's like $8 for one Happy Meal. You've got three of those babies.
Not as happy as it used to be, for sure.
Not as happy as it used to be. It ain't cheap, being. I mean,
and the kids eat like horses, man. My daughter's just moving through it.
Non-stop. And the Uber Eats, man. And the Postmates, dog. They don't even go out to... They deliver food.
And they have cars, probably, right? Can they drive?
Not yet.
They're just Uber and everything.
They're about to drive. I don't want them to drive, man, because they are reckless.
Well, it won't change when they drive. They'll still do Uber Eats.
Yeah. I've seen them play Grand Theft Auto. They cannot be trusted behind the wheel. Oh. And the wheel.
Well, definitely times have changed for sure.
Yeah. Yes. You ever play any Arc Raiders?
Arc Raiders? No, I haven't.
No. Your kids playing Arc Raiders? They talking about that game?
No, I've never heard of that.
They play the GTA. They play a lot of the sports ones, the Maddens and 2K basketball.
Everybody's into the 2K basketball right now. That's been popping. Yeah, Arc Raiders, everything refers FIFA. To Topside. So we've been calling Gwala Harry's Topside because it's kind of an Arc Raiders takeoff, you know, which is, you know, everybody lives underground. It's a past the apocalypse. Everybody's got to go up top to get stuff and then you die. Dope. The whole game's on top. You know, everything about Arc Raiders.
Like, you talking about Fallout?
It's kind of like Fallout, but it's Arc Raiders. Right. You know, similar concept, you know. But, you know, it's the number one game in America right now. It's popping. But so we've been calling Gwala Harry's Topside. So we're going topside, you know.
I remember that when I say that tonight.
Live or die, baby. You got to take it topside, you know. Get what you can. So full menu is being served up there. A full bar. It's got its own bar up there, you know, where they don't have to shuttle drinks up and down some, you know, elevator. Nice. The kitchen, there's an elevator for handicap. There's plenty of space. I think it seats like almost 150 in the location upstairs and another 100 and something downstairs. There's standing room areas for another 50 to 100 people. So
now, I'm hearing some great things about this venue, man. I'm super excited. When I first heard about it, man, Brian hit me up, man, that, yo, you got to come through here, man. And so I'm excited, dude. I saw the videos. I saw the pics, man. It's going to be a great, great, great time this weekend.
So blessed to get some great talent in here and to see that and give us a real draw to downtown Conroe area. It means a lot for the folks here. It does. And like you said, it's never been on the radar. Well, we've almost doubled our population in the last few years. And so we're the number one growing county in the state. So
that's what every little town says, man. But all right, good for you guys. Good for
no,
you.
No, stats.
Do they say that?
They show it, though, seriously.
She's a realtor. For years. She's the one telling me the story.
No, it's true. It's really a true statement. It's no bullshit.
All right, I look up some stats right now. Let's see what you guys are
doing. You can make some jokes on it when you come over this weekend.
We'd like to think so.
We are.
People say it's always about how if you take ownership of a statement, you know what I mean? I think Obama was best at being not taking ownership of a statement. A lot of voters would like to see was how he started just about everything. The American voter would like to, and whatever he was going to say followed something like that.
Yeah.
The old Texas two-step.
Yeah, you didn't have to take ownership of the statement. You know, so it's to sign it, to say it's mine, to say it straight, you know, to speak straight is an old way that I like to see back in play. You know,
straightforward, man, straight talk. That's what you're gonna hear. This
transparency.
Weekend. Come check me out for sure.
I'm excited about that. Where can we catch you other than here? I know you're doing a little bit more in Texas while you're down here. Are there other locations in the area you're going to be at, or just Conroe?
I'll be back later in the year. We're coming back to San Antonio. We'll be at the Laugh Out Loud. We're coming to Dallas, Arlington, Texas as well, Addison Improv. So, but that's later in the year. I believe that's in June and July. This is my first stop in Texas this year. But you can also catch me on HBO. I got an HBO special right now streaming. Fantastic. It's Not My Weekend.
It's HBO Not Max. My Weekend is what it's called?
That's the name of the special. It's awesome. Not My Weekend.
Okay.
You can check that out. You can see me there. I'm also on Prime. They Can't Deport Us All is the one, a special that we're coming with, especially They Can't Deport Us All.
On the podcast you were doing, it's been probably the number one Latin podcast, comedy podcast on iTunes for a long period of time. Is that you were co-host? Who's the host?
We got Concrete and Duno's. That's Perritos World podcast.
Okay.
It's one of the most listened to Latino podcasts in the nation.
Okay.
And so we've been having a blast with that. We actually just finished recording this morning.
Nice.
Okay.
A weekly episode that we usually drop on Wednesday. So it'll be dropping next week, Wednesday for sure.
That's outstanding.
Good.
Well, we look forward to seeing you this weekend. And thank you for coming on the Texas Ticket Show and speaking with us.
Thank you for having
us.
Me, man. The weather is beautiful. You. Love Texas, man. Let's get some barbecue going and let's have a blast. I want everybody to come out, all sorts of genres, colors, backgrounds, come out and have a good
time.
Let's do it. All right. See you this weekend. We'll see you tonight and tomorrow at Guadalajara's in Conroe, Texas. Out. Thank you,
Let's
Mr.
Go,
Garcia.
Baby. Let's get a riot going. Let's do it.
Have a good one.
Thank you for coming. We'll catch you over at the riot.
Appreciate it.
Man, that was awesome. I think he's in LA right now. That's what I consider.
It's 2:03 over there.
So let's blend right into the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show, Monica.
All right, let's do it.
This is where we just kind of go over some events, local happenings, things going on in and around Conroe, Texas, and Montgomery County, and just things that maybe a little further than that that might just help you be a little more Texan.
All right.
Because everybody wants to be Texan. We know that.
I'm a native, so I don't know. I don't know anything else but being
Texan.
They
come here and they start dressing like us. They start trying to look like us and talk like us.
I'm a city girl Texan.
They're like, what if I put a twang on it? That's exactly what he said. Well, then you'd be a little more Texan if you put a twang on everything.
If I put some boots on.
Mm-hmm. So they come and they buy our hats, they buy our boots, and they start two-stepping. And you know, God bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things about Texas. There's a lot to love. You know, there is. I can't tell you.
We're a big state. Mm-hmm. There's lots to love.
There is. Speaking of lots to love, getting a lot in at one time can kind of consolidate your Texas loving efforts.
Yep, for sure.
Tell me about what the Rotary's got going on. You're the ex-president now.
I did. I was able to serve on the board a few years ago and absolutely love the Rotary. So it's an international club, and I was actually part of the Lake Conroe Rotary Club, and they have their biggest fundraiser of the year coming up. So if you don't know about it, you definitely can get plugged in. It is all the whole month of March, and they have 11 venues they've partnered with, and it's $50 for the ticket, and you have the whole month to use the booklet, which will give you at least a free tasting or a drink.
What's it called? Wait, 11 venues. Name. It was a clever name.
It's called the Wine and Beer Tour. I mean, it's pretty.
The Wine and Beer Tour.
Yeah, it's Wine and Beer Tour.
It's all the wine and beer places, right?
It's 11 local spots in Montgomery area and in Conroe for $50. You basically have the whole month.
Is that it? That's the little receipt book?
This is it, yeah. So you basically redeem your ticket. So B-52s is part of it, and you go and get either a tasting or a drink of your choice for that one ticket. And it's great to go with friends and have a few people and just have a great time.
They whoever put this together knows what they're doing, because they got the best of the best in there. We got the Firm Meadery here in downtown Conroe on the square in there. Foss,
Bernhardt, and over downtown Montgomery.
Copperhead Brewery.
Copperhead over here in
Southern Star, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Deep Roots is really beautiful. It's definitely more
it's a little further out there, and they don't make their own beverages, Right? Do they have their own wine?
No, they're a vineyard.
Are they a vineyard?
Yeah, they're a vineyard.
I saw a label. Yeah, I did see a label on a bottle the other day, and I was like, are they?
It's a great place. Number one, it goes to good cause.
West Sandy Creek. Now,
that's amazing.
Blue Bonnet Wine Trail. These guys are the big boys. Now, H Wines, downtown Montgomery, Whitley Vineyards. You know, these are some top players. And for the only thing I don't see in here that I'd like to see is some Duquesne.
You ever
heard of Duquesne?
No, I haven't.
Duquesne is a beer out of the northeast of the country here.
All right.
And it's being sold and distributed by some folks, Bill Clevenger and a few others here in town.
Okay, I know Bill.
That are, they do the sweet teas and some other things that are distributed, some root beers and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, good brands. Okay. I'm 100%. You serve Duquesne at your place, we'll be down there
to drink it. We'll be there. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. So these are actually brick and mortar places, right?
Yeah.
So they when you buy your ticket for $50 or your booklet, you're able to support a great fundraiser. The Rotary is a service organization that's international.
Dr. Phil Morris out there, right? Still.
Well, Robert Morrison is the president right now. Amazing guy. And so, but no, it goes to good cause.
Yeah.
And then you are able to also reap the benefits of being able to tour these venues that you may have never even known about or heard about or have ever been. So it's just a win-win for everybody.
It's kind of like the Taste of the Town, but with beer.
For sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it. It's right up my alley.
Gives you a taste of just being able to explore the different places in the community.
How do I order my tickets? I need to get one of them little books.
Well, either go out to LakeConroeRotary.org. That's the website, LakeConroeRotary.org. You can reach out to me directly. Because
I can't find a phone number for the Rotary to save my life.
Honestly, there really isn't one. It's just going to the website is the best way, and there's a place to contact us.
There are some wonderful people there. Don't let me twist that up. It just, you know, it's not that kind of business.
No,
like Pat over at Coffee News. She's been a real help
Pat's
get
been
me.
Awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully we get her out next week on the program. What a sweetheart, wonderful lady, and a great way to get your brand or your label out there is to work with Pat over at Coffee News. Our event in focus today, the one that I know my company, Go Lake Conroe, has got a media team going out to it, and a few others will be out there this weekend over at the Lone Star Fairgrounds for the Lone Star Throwdown 2026.
Okay. Oh, wow.
This is our version of the SEMA show.
I love it.
It is one of the biggest in the state.
It is
everything from low riders to the high tech, high risers, the you name it, and everything in between. You know, what was it? A friend of mine was telling me, can I come to present at the Lone Star Throwdown? I'm going, yeah, it's an actual competition. There are trophies, there's prizes.
Everyone's welcome.
They're competing. And he's got a 400 horsepower jukebox, but you know, it can definitely participate.
You
can participate with that. Yes. There's a category for a 400 horsepower
jukebox.
There's
something for everyone there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going on February 20th to the 22nd from 8 a.m. to 5. And you get down there at the Lone Star Throwdown. Tickets are available at the door. You can get them at the gate there. And another I wanted to mention was a Cowie ticket event. That is CalFarmTickets.com. You can go and see the
CalFarm Tickets. Okay.
Yeah. And that's owned by Trent Cowie. The country western recording artist.
All right.
It is the Cody Bassett Memorial Bull Riding Event 2026. This is the 11th annual Cody Bassett Memorial Bull Ride. It's Ryan Band's going to be out there. It's March 28th at Solace Park in New Caney. And what an event that's going to be.
I love it.
And you can go pick up those tickets at CalFarm Tickets and get that early ticket discount. And a couple of other shows coming up. We got Eric Knowles going to be over at Do-Si-Do. We talked about him before we came in here.
Yeah.
Also, Zach Rushing is going to be out there a little before then. I think Eric Knowles is going to be March 8th. Zach Rushing comedy show is going to be February 28th. And if you're wondering, you know, everybody wants to laugh, smile, and have a good time.
Sure.
We can make that happen.
Absolutely.
You know, and if dinner doesn't do it, you know.
The dozy does. The
comedian will do it. Let's hope. You know, I just want to smile a lot, you know, and have a good time with it. And I'll tell you, that's a couple of good ways to do it.
Love it. Love it.
What do you got?
Dozy Doze is always a great time.
That's all I have. Well, and, you know, as far as the Riot Club goes over at Guadalajara, glows at Guadalajara. You know, that's not a real word. You know, hey, Guadalajara's is not a real word. You know. But, you know, we were thinking of a lot of Texisms that aren't real words. You know, and there's a bunch. You know, there's so many that are like run-on words, like slicker and shit. That's one word. That is like a word with 50 letters in it. You know what I mean? It's not like any one of the individual words that make up that phrase.
No.
You know, or old
there's
adages.
Nothing proper anymore.
We went on adages like the rule of thumb. You know, where did that come from? You know, and so if you start digging some Texas versions of these, you know, we've got a whole bunch and trying to see where that came from. Like rule of thumb used to mean how big of the twitch could be you could tend to the children with and whatnot. But you know, and you could look it up.
Yeah.
You knew where this came from. You know, there's a whole bunch of Texisms that I think Mr. Garcia might want to play with a bit that are Texas related, that
not Californians.
It's like, what?
You can have a good time.
I go all day with those.
Yeah.
I'm excited about to see his show, and I'm looking forward to Isabel Hagen. Isabel Hagen will be here April 3rd, and we're looking to see Mr. Garcia all weekend down there. If after you finish over at the, he's going to be over at the Riot Comedy Club, and that's at 219 Simonson Street, topside over at Guadalajara's. Catch him out there for that show, and Isabel Hagen will be there on April 3rd. And Jerry Garcia, Jeff Garcia. See, it said Jeff Garcia was co-host, and then I see his website's Jerry Garcia.
So which one is it?
I think he's Jeff, and they just rebrand him Jerry.
All right. Like, well, Jeff's, they both start with J, so I mean, I guess we'll go with that.
I thought they were brothers. All right. But
he said they were not.
They were not. No, he has a whole different crew there, and they're doing a great show. He did one this morning out there with those guys, and I just get the feeling he's going to be really funny. I
agree.
And you know, you got to prep your content, you know, and if he gives it away here, it's really hard to make him laugh. He goes retro. You can catch him on several of those shows. We'll post a few of his links down below and up on the facebook.com/T. X Ticket. This show is produced and brought to you by Lone Star Community Radio here in Conroe, Texas at the Conroe Tower. You can donate and support this show. You can help this show. You can watch the show, share the show. You can make a donation. Just go down to the link below. It says how you can help. Buy us a cup of coffee. You know, make a donation. Let us know you are grateful. We don't care how much. It's more about our ego.
I love it.
We donated a dollar. Well, we thank you very much
and
for your dollar.
Adds up.
I got 5 cents and I'm very grateful for it, you know. But really what it did do is it helped to solidify and help our programming that we're doing the right thing. We're helping some folks out. We're making some folks smile, making you laugh, making you have a good time.
And that's what it's all about.
Get out, enjoy some Conroe, enjoy some Montgomery, Texas. Visit with Miss Montgomery. Monica Bufonsky, thank you for your donation of your time
today. Thank you for having me today.
I appreciate your contribution. We also like to thank Cal Farm Tickets at calfarmtickets.com. Squarefoot Painting. You can reach Squarefoot Painting, Conroe's number one painting company, 832-534-0176. Thank you, Mark, over at Red Brick Tavern for your pregame for today. Mariquitos. We'll be back next week for more of the Texas Ticket.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up if you have a minute? Turn your radio dial to the Texas Ticket. Giving you the news and what's really in it. Come on, boys, let's get it. Do, 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 do.